We're good? Okay. Hi, I'm Sean. I'm an alcoholic. Okay. I haven't been here in a little while. I'm nervous. Cool. I had a dream, I think. I remember my dreams often throughout the day. And I had a dream that I spoke here. I think it was last night, and nobody was here. I feel like that's a classic dream. Anyway, okay, so I got sober December 4th, 2008, and I was 20 years old. I'm 27 now, so I was 7 years sober. And yeah, so I guess what I'm going to share is, it's funny, I've spoken here before a couple years ago, and maybe another time, I don't know, but I feel like every time people come back here and they have a long time, they stand up when they share, but I'm not going to do that because I don't want to stand up. But I feel like I was like, should I do that? I don't want to. So, okay. So I got sober in 2008. Before that, I grew up on Long Island. I'm from a really big family. I have 7 siblings. I'm the second oldest. My parents were great. My family is great. So if you have a great family and you're still an alcoholic, that's cool, because that's real. Because for a while I was like, whoa, is my family supposed to be fucked up? Like, do I not have a reason? But it turns out that's not really a necessary qualification. But I'm very grateful that I don't have to deal with, family issues as much. Anyway, so I started drinking when I was an anxious kid. I feel like people always have that thing in here where they're like, I was different, but it's like there's something true to that, where I was anxious. I was worried about everything in the entire world, like school shootings, terrorist attacks, tsunamis, you name it. I would sit at my mom's bed and be like, is that going to happen tomorrow? And she was like, no, no, it's not. And I was like, great, now I can sleep. And then, so I was just really anxious. Anyway, so I started drinking. I like tried a wine cooler in my parents' basement, left over from my sister's communion party or something. And I was like 13. I don't totally know, but I think that was it. Or a cousin's block party. One or the other. Like, both make sense. And, me and my cousins were drinking. We're like, this is so fun. You just like act really drunk, and I don't know how drunk I actually was, but I was like, this is bad and this is fun. And that's how I felt with like cigarettes the first time I did it. I was like, this is so not allowed, and I'm so into it. And then I blacked out a few times. I drank a good amount of times. I would say about 10th grade. I think you're like 13 or 14. And then I like tried smoking weed a couple times. One time I actually got high, and then I had a panic attack. And I was like, the next day everyone's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. And then I started having panic attacks without drugs. So I stopped using any substance for like a year and a half, just because I was so afraid to put anything in my body that I'd be out of control. So, and I say that because that's just part of my story. So if you weren't drinking from the moment you drank until the moment you stopped, me too. Anyway, so then I graduated, or then I started, the end of high school was happening and everyone's drinking, and I was like, I'm going to try this again. So I did, and I was like, okay, this is, I like this. And then by the time high school ended, I was like, getting drunk at parties again. And I feel like I was the type of person, which I'm sure a lot of you were, where like there'd be a beer pong table with like all the empties on the side, and I would go around and just drink them all, and then like drink cigarette butts and be like, ugh, and then just kind of drink the others and be like, well, that's what happens. But I would like do that, and I would do that over and over again. And I did that probably all of my drinking. I would just kind of take empties. I swear to God, sometimes I think about what I would do now. I was like, if I was in this space and people were drinking and I was drinking, I'd drink that beer. I wouldn't care about germs or cigarette butts in my alcohol. Anyway, so I did that, and then I got into a college, and I went up in Riverdale, Manhattan College, if anybody knows it. It's crazy to think I was 17, because I'm a young birthday in my year, and I was off to college, which I think now I'm like, wow, I was young. And I drank, like, the second I got there. Everyone was like, because I had a friend from my college, I mean, from my high school, and my cousin went there. So they knew me as, like, Sean, who doesn't drink, really. And then I got there, they were like, whoa, Sean's gone crazy. And I just, like, drank every night. And I really felt that, you know, if you've read some of the literature or heard some of the sayings and all that, like, that I had arrived type of moment, you know, that whole thing. That was really true. I was like, wow, I can be myself. Because in high school, I forgot to mention, I was, like, very shy. People find that hard to believe now because I'm more outgoing. But I, like, did not raise my hand. I didn't talk to teachers, really. I was very shy and scared. So when I drank, I wasn't. And I was like, this is sick. So I did that. I did that a lot. And, you know, and then when I started drinking, I drank with people that were, like, in my hallway near my dorm, and then I found people who were more like me a little further down in the dorm. And this girl is still my friend. And it's interesting because now, anyway, I'm not going to go there. we got really drunk together, and she had a lot of emotional stuff. And she struggled with other issues from, you know, when she was in high school. And we were both kind of, like, drunk and would black out together. And people were like, those two, you were at our party last night. You're crazy. And we were like, we don't know who that is. And then we would just kind of lay in bed till 5, get up the next day. I mean, get up at, like, 5 and then late and then just be like, well, let's do it again, you know. And we did that. She kind of managed to go to school a little better than I did. Because I didn't really. I heard somebody talking about this recently. Like, they don't remember what they learned. I don't remember. I remember one teacher, for some reason, that called us pagans. And I was like, well, I don't know. And that's, like, all I remember from college. And a bad math teacher. But I didn't learn anything. That's not the teacher's fault. That's my fault. Anyway, so then I go home that summer. And my parents know that, like, I'm a little out of control. To be honest, I don't remember, like, the difference between that summer and the one after in my mind. It was a while ago, and I probably was drunk a lot of it. My parents started to see my behaviors, and I know that then I went back to school the next year in a new dorm, made all new friends, same thing, whatever. And then because of all these panic attacks, I was on some antidepressants, and for a while, my friends were doing other drugs around me, and they were like, you can't do these, because you'll die, because you're on Zoloft, and I was like, you're right, I will die if I do it, and so I didn't do it, and then one day, I was drunk, I was like, fuck this, I'm doing it, and then I did it, and I was like, whoa, I didn't die, and this is awesome, and then, and my friends knew, did I say it was cocaine? Cocaine. I did cocaine. I was like, wait, I didn't even say what drugs I was doing. And I talk about drugs because in little time, it brought me to a big bottom. So that year, I think I did drugs for, like, less than a year. But in that time, I, like, finished my sophomore year of college, went home. My parents were like, whoa, you know, she's really a mess. I would just, even without cocaine, I would drink till 7, 8, 9, 10 in the morning and just keep looking for the next person who was awake. And this is just alcohol. Like, I see people who drink regularly now, like my siblings. So far, none of my fucking siblings are addicts or alcoholics, and I have 7 of them. That's crazy. So I get to see a lot of regular drinking, and they, like, drink and don't drink the way I did. I would drink and, like, turn into a monster. I just remember the feeling, you know, of where, like, I was just worried about the next thing, the next cup or bottle I was going to get and how I was going to get it until I was blacked out. So I'd always go to a bar with stuff on me because I couldn't fucking afford $5 beers. So I would just buy 24s and then drink them in the bathroom really quick and come out and get one to, like, look like I was paying money. So I did that, and then I would just, like, say hi to people and, like, punch them because I was so excited. And I feel like my thing was, like, I didn't drink to get, like, numb, at least that I realized at the time. Now looking back, I realized I just didn't want to, like, live in reality. Not that I was, like, super depressed. I just didn't want to deal with the stuff that's difficult or regular, I guess, regular stuff. I didn't want to deal with it. So I just drank, and I was like, I remember saying, like, you sleep when you're dead. We don't stop the party, or, you know, like, we just, I don't think I said that line, but that's what I felt. So I never want anybody to go to sleep, and I'd bully them to stay awake. Anyway, so I started doing drugs, blah, blah, blah. Started doing shady things. Didn't have much money to do drugs, so I befriended an older gentleman who had a lot of drugs, and they gave me them. Whoa. Like, because that's what they want. They a lot of people who do drugs and are older, like 50. I'm talking like 50, you know, are like, this was my experience, okay, up in the Bronx. These were like rich white men, though. These are, you know what I mean? This is like what we're talking about. And it was so shady, you know. I would hang out with this guy's son. His son would go to bed, and then he would just give me and all my friends coke all night. And I was like, this is great. Until, you know, I was like, whoa, you know. And then like hanging out with another dude and doing drugs in his minivan, being like, this is weird. You have a child at home, I know. And so those things happen, and then I would just, you know, when everybody would go to sleep, I'd hang out with my drug dealer, and because he was awake, and then I'd come home and then not go to school. So that lasted. My mom dropped me off my junior year of college, and I didn't find this out till later, but she dropped me off with one of my younger siblings, and then when she left, my mom's not like a big crier. Not for any reason in particular. She just doesn't cry that easily. And, like, sobbed the whole way home, apparently, because she knew that it was the wrong decision to leave me there because I was in such a bad state. And I didn't know this until later. My younger sister was like, Mom, are you okay? You know, and she just, like, couldn't stop sobbing because she just had a, like, gut feeling, like, this is not right. But she let me go anyway because I don't think she really knew what else to do. And I lasted until October 8th. So that was about, what, like September to October, like a month and a half. And then I was doing drugs all the time. And I remember specifically one time having a feeling that I just had money because I made money. And me and my friend who would do this together, like just sitting there and being like so tired and like, we don't want to do this tonight. Like we both kind of knew that, but we were like, oh, now that we have the idea, we have to do it. And then so that's kind of how it worked out. Every time I drank, it was like drinking. I couldn't drink without booze and cocaine, and then after that, I would usually, you know, engage in some promiscuous sexual behavior that was, like, super unsafe, you know, and then that was, like, those trifecta, you know, I was, like, need all these things, or it's not a good night, and then so that, like, I didn't really have much, many, like, things to lose, like, material possessions or money, so I, like, lost a lot of dignity, you know, so... you know, one day it was like a Tuesday night and I was, you know, drinking, partying all night with one of my friends and then up till late in the morning, had a paper due the next day, did some like really shady stuff. My friend who I was with was like, yo, this isn't cool. And I was like, really? Oh, okay. And then I was like coming down, I was like, whoa, that was not cool, you know? And then kind of started having a panic attack. Hadn't had one of those in years. Had a 7-hour energy drink to like write a paper, and then like sat down at like 10 in the morning and tried to write and like couldn't write anything, and then started bugging out, and then told my other roommate, I was like, I have a problem. And she was like, I know. I was like, I have a problem with cocaine. She's like, yeah, I know. I was like, I gotta call my parents. And she was like, no, you don't have to do that. Which I totally understand. Like, who wants, that sucks, you know, who wants to have to call anyone to call their parents? And so I was like, she's like, why don't you just try and do cocaine on the weekends or just Saturday or every other Sunday? And I remember I was like, I remember these specific things when I ever, because, you know, you become so far, like, I'm 7 years away from that shit now, and I'm like, why am I here? You know, like, sometimes it's like, I remember being like, I can't do that. I can't just do it sometimes. It's like, I can't do that. So I called my parents, and they didn't answer. 5 minutes later, my mom calls, not knowing I had called, and I hadn't spoken to them in, like, a week or two, because she was telling me about some surgery she was going in for that I didn't fucking know about. And to be like, hey, think about me, you know? And I was like, hey, did you just get my call? And she's like, no. And she could tell. something's wrong, and I told them I had a problem with drugs. I said cocaine, because I was like, I'm definitely not an alcoholic. It's not a thing. And so my sister happened to be going to the Bronx Zoo that day, came, picked me up, and I was like, great. And yeah, and I got home, and later that night, I was like, I'm fine. I told my parents, I was like, I gotta go back to a party. And they were like, no, the party is over. And I was like, what did I do? And then, so I enrolled in an outpatient program at South Oaks, if anybody knows it. It's in Amityville on Long Island. And I started like an intensive outpatient there, and I had no idea, you know, and this is when I was 19 now. Because I drank for 2 more months after I stopped doing any sort of drug, because I was like, I'm not even 21, how can I have a problem? Which doesn't make sense, you know, because it's like that age is like a law, it's like a social construct. You can't drink till you're 21 legally. So I was like, I can't have a problem till I'm 21. It's like, doesn't make sense. So I realized that when I also just kept drinking like I was before I ever did drugs, you know, started and ended with drinking. And there is where I started to like hear other people, and they were like, I'll never forget, like all the people I met in my outpatient were such characters, and I was like, oh my God, this is great. And like, and they like took me in, because I had never been to any sort of meeting, and like I had homework to like go to an NA meeting or AA meeting or something. So I think I went to an NA meeting, and I remember being so scared. My mom like dropped me off. And I was like, what? And like, I think back now, I'm like, oh my God, that was my first meeting. That's so crazy. But I had no idea what that would even mean for me now. Anyway, so I started going to meetings with these people, and they would tell me to share, you know? And I was like, what am I going to say? And they're like, just share what you know. Just say whatever, which is so cool, because that's kind of what I'm doing now. Cause I don't really know what I'm saying. I just say whatever I know. So I was like, well, I dropped out of college. I'm an outpatient, and I have this many days. And the people were like, cool, you know? And I was like, all right. And because that's all I knew about yet, you know? And that's like what, it's exactly what you're supposed to share, you know? Everything that you share is like what you're supposed to share. So I did that. And then one day on December 4th, I woke up, and I only know from like a diary I kept or something. That was like, you know, one of those times you decide to keep a diary. And I did, and it was like I haven't drank for a few days, and it was like December 8th or something. So my sober day is December 4th, and I don't know, I didn't know I was going to stay sober, but I did, and I got a sponsor, and then got in a relationship right away. And, you know, it's not suggested, and I totally get it, and I see why. I didn't know that, you know, I was like, oh yeah, this is great. And that was super dysfunctional, but I didn't drink or use. And then we broke up. I got more into the program. I had a sponsor who then like went out, and then I got a new sponsor, and then I, you know, started working the program a lot more, a lot differently, I think. Again, all this beginning stuff is all kind of a blur a lot of the time, but I know like the basics. I remember walking into my first young people's meeting, and I saw this guy, Fred, out there. If anyone knows Fred. He was, like, the first person in AA I saw, and this guy, Mike, which is so crazy. I was, like, I just have such a memory. Anyway, so I got sober in a young people's meeting called Doing It Young, and and that place, like, saved my life. There were all these people there that, like, you know, were so psyched, and I remember hearing about Licky Pot, my first meeting, and the people doing, like, the We Love You Lots and Lots thing, and I was, like, what? Is this thing? And I was so confused. So if you're confused by stuff like that, that's totally cool. It'll make more sense or not later, you know? And then, yeah, so I started doing the steps. It took me a really long time to do a 4-step. Like, I'm talking, like, 2 years. So I don't recommend that. I procrastinated on it. And then, you know, eventually you get, like, enough pain to do something. So I was like, oh, I'll pick that up. And then I always wanted to live in the city area. So I moved here in 2010. And I had worked in a rehab. My first job was in a rehab in an office as an office assistant on Long Island at this place called Seafield. And the craziest fucking thing happened on the way here. I'm walking up the block, like, an hour ago. And this guy walks by who was in the outpatient, and he goes, "Hey," and I've seen this guy ever since on the train playing music for money, looking like very high, you know, and he was a patient at Seafield. And I saw him, and he goes, "Hey," and I was like, "Oh, fuck, he recognized me." And he was like, "Seafield, 09. I was like, "Oh my God." I was like, "George." Anyway, and he was like, "How are you?" I was like, "Good." I'm, because I had seen him at meetings too, because I worked at the rehab, but I also went to meetings and would see the people there. And I was like, "Good, I'm going to speak at a meeting." He's like, "I've been clean off heroin for a year." I was like, "That's awesome." It was just so weird. I was like, "What?" Anyway, and that just happened on the way here. And I feel like those sorts of things happen, and I feel like they've always happened, all those weird moments, but I just wasn't, like, awake to see them like I am now, you know? Like, you can call them God moments or whatever, but for me, they're just there, and I'm, like, super present to them now. Anyway, so I got a new sponsor when I moved to the city and started doing steps over again, and you know, fast forward a lot of years. I've been to young people's conferences. 1 year I went to four conferences. Three of them were young people's. And that changed my life. Because, you know, you come in here and you're like, wow, I'm young and I don't drink and everybody else my age drinks. What am I going to do? But I've had, and I know you've probably heard people say this and you might not believe it, but I've had more fun in sobriety than I've ever had drunk. I've had good times drunk too, you know, don't get me wrong, but so much more fun sober. And that whole, like, you're going to have a life beyond your wildest dreams type thing. I feel like that for me is like, I couldn't have imagined what my dreams were going to be, you know? They're so much different than I would have said 7 years ago, you know, like, and they might have sounded boring to me or no, fuck that. They probably would have sounded cool. But, like, for instance, like, what feels really good today is, like, when I, like, make plans and follow through with them, feels very good. Like, when I go to a doctor's appointment and then a friend appointment or whatever, you know, and then, like, fitness, and then I show up to speak in a meeting, I'm like, holy shit, I did all the things that I put in my calendar. And it can be done, you know? It can be done. But, yeah, I have a sponsor now. I have a home group. It is called Till Tuesday. It's a women's meeting in Brooklyn. And it's super, I just feel so safe there and super warm. And I haven't gotten a commitment there yet, but I sometimes volunteer to bring snacks the next week because I know that I'll go. That's why commitments, if you're new, get a commitment somewhere in a home group because you'll just be, like, accountable to go somewhere. Get a sponsor if you don't have one. You should. I'm not going to tell you to get one, but you should get one. Go to meetings and, like, just raise your hand and say that you're new, because I find that I feel like I'm all over the place, but that always happens. So I feel like, you know, a big part of AA, the steps. the steps are super important, and you'll learn what those are, but, like, you know, admitting you're powerless and then having to believe in a power greater than yourself. For me, a higher power is just constantly changing, and I'm open to that. For a while, I was like, okay, I'm going to believe what you believe. And then I was like, I don't know. When is that going to happen? When am I going to believe in my own thing? And then I was like, oh, my God, you can not believe in God and still do this. And then I was like, oh, my God, you can, like, have a God that I didn't know you could have or something. And now it's kind of like the connection I have with other alcoholics when I talk to them or when I reach out is something so much bigger than myself. And that feeling and that connection is, like, such a higher power for me. And what else do I want to say? Yeah, I just find that over the last, like, 2 years, I've gone through a lot of changes. And I have been in enough pain to do something about my life and, like, change things. Not that things were bad before, but I think I was just complacent. And then you get in enough pain, and then you have to do something because you don't want to be in pain and you're not drinking and using, you know. And I didn't want to either. And, you know, sometimes I feel like, I heard this in a meeting, sometimes I feel that, oh, shit. Anyway. pain, I can share my pain with other people and tell them that it's possible to get through now, and it's super useful. And lastly, I'll say this before I run out of time, that recently, or a few months ago, somebody asked me to speak at this meeting called, like, Chelsea Nooners, and it's a great meeting if you haven't been. And I spoke there, and everybody's, like, an old-timer there, and I was like, oh, my God. And I go, and I was like, this is amazing. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, whoa, like, these people got sober, like, when they were, like, 50 or 60. Like, why did I stop, you know? And I started having, like, all these, like, doubts and, like, am I a fraud? Am I an alcoholic? How do I know? You know what I mean? And then, you know, I start, because when you get sober young, I feel like these things tend to happen because not only do other people question you because you're like, you're so young, you know, if they don't even know. But, like, and then I would think about these things myself. And if you've had that experience, so have I. Anyway, so I was sharing that, and people came up to me after and were like, they say all the nice things about how they wish they got it young. And then, like, I just heard somebody say something at a meeting once that was, like, super helpful to me, that, like, no matter, like, what I think, like, if I'm drinking, somebody else is, like, out representing me, and it's not who I am when I'm drunk, you know? It's not who I am, and, like, the true core of me. Someone else is, like, representing my face. And, like, a blackout and, like, saying things that I wouldn't say sober. And that's so scary. And that for me is, like, enough. And my life is so much better than it was. And that for me is, like, enough to know that I belong here and that this shit, like, works so well. So thank you.